This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It has been 1 week since Terri Schiavo's feeding tube was removed. In that time, all branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial, have weighed in. Today, Terri Schiavo's parents suffered another legal setback. A federal judge in Florida denied an emergency request to reconnect their daughter's feeding tube. Schiavo's parents, through spokesman and anti-abortion activist Randall Terri, begged Florida Governor Jeb Bush yesterday to intervene one more time.
All of us have memories of stories, of movies that we've seen, and the heroes are the ones that in the defining moment, in the moment of crisis, are the ones who come through. And the family is hoping that Governor Bush will be that hero in this story.
Governor Bush says he doesn't have many more options. He had pushed for state custody of Schiavo, but was rebuffed by a state judge. George Filos is the lawyer for Terri Schiavo's husband, who successfully petitioned to have his wife's feeding tube disconnected.
I hope that the parents do not keep pursuing fruitless legal options to the end. I think their time would be better served in reflection.
Attorneys for Terri Schiavo's parents report that she is now showing signs of dehydration. Doctors have said she could live 1 to 2 weeks without a feeding tube.